I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode 47 of Ready Player 2. This is the extra special super amazing live podcast which not all of the Ready Player 2 guys could even be bothered to turn up for. So Lewis is off doing important things within Lewis's life, so instead we've replaced him with an ever so slightly irregular Dave. Say hello, irregular Dave.
Hey everybody.
Hey, there we go. We've also got Miss L.
Hello.
Found her.
Yeah, and Mr. Rossifer Bellbag.
Good evening.
Hello. We've also got an entire fucking cavalcade of people who decided they were going to turn up and listen to us do the podcast live. So if you're listening to this, we may or may not do this next week, depending on how tragically bad this goes. So Mixlr, that's mixlr.com/ReadyPlayer2. That is where we're doing this at the minute. Obviously, that is of absolutely no consequence to you if you're listening back to this. So this is pretty much just to let you know that you weren't there. You weren't one of the cool guys that was hanging out live while we were doing this at the time. So, you know, sucks to be you. To everybody who is here, and I'm not going to name you all yet. We're probably going to go into that later when possibly there are more people. Or if people start dropping off, I'll start naming them before they go.
You're going to say hi to the three guests individually.
The three guests, yeah,
guest number one.
Yeah, guest
what is
number
your
one.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Look what you could have won. Right, so hello to everybody who's listening on Mixlr at the moment, and if we decide to do this again next week, then you can come along and be part of the fun and enjoyment and outtakes before Ross completely censors the bollocks out of me and removes almost everything that I say from the podcast.
Yeah, if you're sensitive to racism, just leave now.
I have absolutely no racism. I just like to point this out, right? Because you're going to leave that fucking bit in, right? There is no racism, or, all right, very little quantities of racism for me, the majority of the time.
Majority.
There's anal jokes. Yeah, there's anal jokes.
That's fine.
But I'm mixed race in my anal jokage. You know? I like to involve everybody.
You don't discriminate against the anals.
I don't discriminate, no. We can have Mexicans in there. We can have Japanese people with Mexicans. I don't mind. That's absolutely fine by me. So there we go. Right, this fun thing's been happening this week. So Dave's been on the show before, so he hopefully knows what's coming. But still, I'm not going to go to him first because that might upset him. He might cry. No, shush. So we're going to start with Elle. If you could let us know what you've been doing this week, what games you've been playing, how amazing everything is.
What have I been doing this week? I've been recovering.
Recovering?
From life.
Oh,
life's been pain. So I went back to the one true love in my life, which was Civ.
Civ,
yeah. I went to a LAN party.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, yeah, let's play Civ. Everyone's like, oh, have you played it before? And I'm like, a little bit. I've played it a little bit.
You hustled
for hours.
And essentially what happened was someone eventually decided to try and make war with me, and I crushed them, and it was glorious. And I turned into the bloodthirsty bitch that I meant to be, and I slaughtered everyone and their children. It was fantastic.
I love doing that with Civ in a LAN party as well, because like other games, people would realise you're a complete asshat straight off the go. Whereas Civ, you get to build it up. So it's 3 hours into the LAN party and you're fully established at that point before everybody realises that they hate you.
Fantastic. But we played Command & Conquer Yuri afterwards, at which point I survived for about 5 minutes before everyone decided we need to fucking end this bitch now. That is how much I trounced everyone in Civ.
I believe that was like in a passage in The Art of War, though, wasn't it? End this bitch now. Your son's hero, that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, what?
Man, the edge of the volcano and end this bitch now!
I was like, oh no, I could totally play more. And they're like, no, we don't trust you anymore.
We don't like your kind here.
We don't like your kind here. You're too fucking, you're good at this, bitch. Oh man! Yeah, and I played a bit of Minecraft as well. But I started playing Hearthstone. Hearthstone's really fun.
No, you're stealing my fucking thunder. Stop that. Stop it. I've only played two games this week. I've already hit 50% of them.
No!
Jesus H. Magic Christ, hell.
Sorry.
Not played Magic Online. What do you think of Hearthstone, then?
I enjoy it. I think it's really fun. But I think everyone's really bitchy on there. My favourite thing is when you're playing someone and you kind of... You've got, like, your trump in your hand and they're just, like, going, well played. And I'm like, yeah, cool story, bro. Remember when you were winning? Bam! Yeah, that was a long time ago, wasn't it, bitch? Cry wow. for me!
You're not allowed to play games with Elle after she's had some kind of life crisis.
I know. You know? It's like I just need to inflict the pain back out there, you know?
I can't help but think that the worst thing that could happen to somebody is winning. I wouldn't want to win against you if you're in that kind of mood, you know? I'll be this time, I'm just going to let win.
Yeah, you'll just, you know, it'll be raining and dark and I'll just be stood there outside your window like, I'm going to fucking end this now, bitch.
Can't think of anything more creepy than that. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Is that everything you've been doing this week, scary cow?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I can remember, so.
Yeah, that's the stuff that was alcohol fueled. Okay.
Hey, I'm not drunk in ages, actually. I have not had a drink in a few weeks.
So well, when you're having life problems.
Smelling hair, though, don't you?
No. I do. What? My hair smells like Turkish Delight today. It is the best.
What? Don't, no! Whoa! Don't make noises like that when it's to do with Elle's hair. Or like anything to do with Elle. Don't make noise. Just don't make noises like that on this podcast. It's not,
make noises like that towards me if you want to.
Alright, then.
No.
Shampooed my beard specially.
Oh, yes.
Vetoing all beard-related noises. Right.
Just because you can't grow one, Rich.
Shut your stupid face! Jesus. Right, fine. Just for that, a regular shape, Dave. What have you been doing this week?
Maybe chicken.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'm growing a beard.
Cultivating a beard.
What, like Viva Pinata style?
You could do that on Viva Pinata.
Cool, I like Viva Pinata. Chin. I like that idea.
Yeah.
That'd be a bit
like a candy beard as well. That'd be rad. What? Get on it, Rare. Stop making stupid avatars and get beard pinata on the go.
Yeah, now, tell us what games you've been playing, or I'm going to kick you off the podcast.
Well, I've been playing Lethal League every time I've got like a little minute. And if no one's played that, it's so good. It's so good.
I've never
it's
even
like
heard
if
it.
Pong met a fighting game, and that's Lethal League. Wow. Instead of.
That's the best sell I've ever heard.
It's a very strange premise. The baseball starts in the middle, and you smack it towards each other, but then if you get hit by the baseball, you die.
Okay.
So, it's kind of like Pong, the way that you're firing it back at each other, but the speed it gets up to is so crazy, it just becomes like a really intense button-mashing fighting game thing, where you're dancing around really cool stages, and firing these baseballs at each other using like special attacks and stuff. It's really cool. And like the soundtrack's super good as well. It feels like it's set in the Jet Set Radio universe.
Oh, nice.
But it's mutants with the baseball instead.
I'm watching a video of it now. It looks awesome.
It's really good. And like the online, it's got some of the best, or like the most stable online I've ever played. Because anyone who's tried to play a fighting game online, you know, it's like you need properly good connection, because any millisecond missed could just ruin just a hole in the ground at that point. But now Lethal League, the way they built it, it's really good. Like even guys that are like other side of the country to me can play it just fine. And it's one of those games that you can just play for like 5 minutes and instantly feel like the greatest man of all time at it. you don't feel like a scrub straight away unless you fight someone who's got like 100 hours in it. Yeah. That's really good, and I think it's only cheap on Steam, so you should get that. Don't get it unless you've got haven't got a Xbox 360 or pad or equivalent, so, because on a keyboard it's dire. So get it if you've got a pad. Also playing more Counter-Strike, but I talked about Counter-Strike last time I played, so I'm bored with that again.
No, you mostly talked about how you were watching Counter-Strike while you were talking to us.
No, that was when, like, Louis was going for a pee and stuff, I was watching.
No, that was while we were in the middle of the podcast. Don't lie. Don't lie on air.
No, when we're in the middle of the podcast, I was just refreshing a page to see what the score was.
Oh, right, okay.
It wasn't live.
Oh, well, that's okay then. I suppose that's all right, that you weren't completely paying attention.
Shit to me. I've been playing. I just played Styx Master of Shadows, which feels really weird.
Styx,
I don't know if anyone played.
Where do you get these games from?
It's on the front page of Steam.
All right, I suppose I'll let you off then.
Last time you turned Steam on.
I don't look at. Just all right, continue.
It's basically Thief, but you're a goblin, and it's in third person. Cool. It's a spiritual successor of Orcs and Men, which is like another game I just didn't play. But it feels really weird because it's trying to be. It feels like it's trying to have mechanics from Assassin's Creed where you clamber over stuff.
With but a goblin.
You're a goblin, and the jumping on it. Cause obviously, you're jumping from space to space. The jumping's so weird. You're like a 2 foot fuck all goblin, and you can jump like four times your height. But then, like, gravity ceases to exist in the air, and you kind of just, like, float to the ground anyway. It's really bizarre.
I love it when people complain about realism issues in a game where you play as a goblin or something. I was like, I always remember I was playing Left 4 Dead 2, and there was a guy that I was playing with who was constantly bitching, going, "This is so fucking unrealistic. The bullets would totally have killed that." And I'm just like, it's a fucking zombie. Seriously? You want to complain about realism?
Yes.
Rich is the first to go in the zombie apocalypse with that fucking attitude.
Yeah. Well, no. Apparently, the first thing to go in a zombie apocalypse is physics.
Okay, that's
the first thing
that
to
makes
go.
Sense.
So you play with the goblin. I'm watching the game now. Actually, it looks pretty cool. Although it looks like it's a bit weird gameplay. I don't know, but I think I might
like. Yeah, it handles like molasses.
It handles like molasses. Excellent. That's exactly how you want your game to handle. It looks very nice though. Oh god, I'm just watching he's just jumped on somebody's back and he's killing him, and there's this like process bar while the guy's being very slowly. I can only imagine that he's slitting the guy's throat with a spoon.
No Welsh kicks for you, Smidgey.
Those progress bars take about 25 seconds to get up as well.
Oh Jesus.
Alright, anyway. Any other obscure games that I've never heard of you've been playing this week?
Yeah, probably.
Oh cool.
I played The Escapists.
Oh, I've heard of that! Yeah!
They released a new Prisoner of War map I'm trying to escape from. But the thing is, my cellmate, a little bitch, he just ran me out and tried to dig a hole.
You're not killing
me. You could come with me, asshole. Let me dig this tunnel.
Fucking kiss.
Every time I lift up my desk to get him up, like, in my cave under it, he's like, God. So I went to bribe him with, like, cooked chicken and chocolate.
You're bribed?
I'm not even kidding.
How do you get cooked chicken and chocolates in jail, exactly? And how exactly do you smuggle that around the place?
Put it in your pocket.
Come on, Rich.
Someone's hand in your pocket 24/7. It's not like, no.
I'm not even.
You're
I'm not...
high school.
Okay, fine. Fine, whatever. So there you go. Ross, what have you been doing this week?
Well, it's that time of year. It's NBA 2K15 time.
Oh, yay! God, I can't wait to see you podcast while you drone on about this.
It's brilliant. No, it generally is. The new story update to it for my play career is really good. It's a nice mix to a sports game to have actual like a story to it for a change. Shut up, Bell.
Basketball has a story?
No, your player has a story.
Oh. Games are kind of irrelevant. Is this the one that has like really messed up facial recognition?
Yes, yeah, that didn't work. I'm not black. My Kinect seems to think I am for some reason.
So what happens when you try to load your face into your game?
Well, you have to scan it. You have to place it in good light, obviously, and then you have to turn your face left to right really slowly while a progress bar goes up. Obviously, you can't see the progress bar because you're looking away from TV. And then it says done, and it kind of puts this face together. And I had one eye in the middle of my head and then one eye across the side.
You took a picture of this?
No, I didn't. I'll do it again tonight and I'll tweet one out. Yeah, I've got a beard, obviously, so that didn't really scan particularly well either. That was kind of all over my face.
Fucking connect, not recognising beards, that's prejudice.
Yeah, that didn't really work very well, so...
Ah, sports ball. Let's play that sports ball.
But the game's
good. Team!
The game is very good.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
We'll have to take your word on that, because just like playing sports games makes me sweat, so...
It's like, what? How do you play them? What is it? Is
vigorously. There a process?
Vigorously. That's how to approach everything in life, I find. You know? Rotate your head left to right slowly. Fuck you, Kinect! It's like moshing in front of the Kinect. I'm going to play Just Dance in front of you and you will scan my face.
But yeah, I'm playing that and I played a little bit of Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Yeah!
I downloaded that, that's the free game one.
Is that actually any good?
It's not bad, actually. Played on EA Access, it's the free game this month. Yeah, it's quite fun, actually. You play off. Well, I started playing as a little pea shooter. Just you get to plant a garden somewhere in one of three different locations, and then you just have to defend it, really. It's just wave upon wave of zombies. But there's upgradable weapons and special attacks and all sorts. It's pretty fun. It'd be more fun with more people, but...
It's co-op, is it?
Yeah, four people.
I got the impression from the trailers and stuff that it was like versus.
I think there is a versus mode in there.
Oh, that sounds more fun.
But yeah, the obviously the wave attack one is what I did, which is with three randoms, and they weren't very nice as people don't tend to be on Xbox Live. But
because they were 11
scummers.
Yeah, probably.
Because they're 11, yeah. And that's what you get from this podcast. 11-year-olds are assholes.
They are dicks.
They don't work. What do they do all day?
Hang around making stuff sticky.
Exactly.
Yeah, I played a little bit of that. It was good. And I also played Minecraft again.
And oh my god.
Rage quit when I fell off a ledge and into a lava pool and lost all of my diamonds, all 64 I had.
Why were you carrying 64 diamonds around with
you?
Because
I was on a massive mining mission.
That gives me anxiety.
Massive mining mission that takes how many days?
Well, I was there for about 3 hours.
And you didn't put anything in a box? You deserve everything that you get, really.
I know, it's my own fault. I'm still new to this, leave me alone.
Minecraft master all of a sudden.
What do you mean all of a sudden? Whoa, what do you mean all of a sudden?
Yeah, he did teach me how to play.
Yeah, man, I've been playing Minecraft for ages. I'm all up in those blocks.
2 years of resistance.
I don't think I've played since it left beta. Since they added horses and potions and stuff. That was the last time I played.
It was so passe when they got horses in.
I've got a bunny farm.
You've got a bunny farm?
Yeah.
I say, that's how long I haven't played it. I didn't even know there were bunnies.
Yeah. I've encountered a couple of killer ones as well.
Killer bunnies?
Yeah, there's supposed to be like one in, I think it's like 100,000 or whatever, is a killer one, but I've encountered two so far in playing in the last couple of weeks.
It's like Monty Python all up in this shit.
Fucking killer bunnies all over the place. Well, that mod pack that we were working on just kind of, it's happened, but we've ended up with loads of problems trying to get the server working properly, and then it just, like, we just stopped trying. So we do need to get back into it. It's just, shit's going down, man, all over the place. Shit's going everywhere. Anything else from playing this week?
Rollercoaster Tycoon 4 on my phone.
So any good?
It is, but then it's one of those, oh, you've run out of coins, buy some more. Wait, 20 hours. No, fuck off.
Fuck that noise.
So I deleted it.
in protest.
Yeah.
I hate this fucking game.
All I ever did on Roller Coaster Tycoon anyway was just mass up clumps of people and fire a roller coaster cart into them.
Did you do that? Oh, I suddenly want to get this game.
You build unfinished roller coasters and just let them fly off.
Fire
so there's a guy who made the world's longest roller coaster. I think it took like literally a couple of years in game time to get around it. And like there's you'd click on the people on the right, you'd be like, I want to get off the ride.
Yeah, everybody, I'm going to snap to death. I've already ate two of my children. I can't stay on there much longer. He's breed more just so we can keep going.
I was thinking of that.
Oh god. Okay.
That's all I've done this week.
Oh. Well, I've been. You're right. Breathe out. Okay, it's okay.
Rip in pee.
So this week I have been mostly playing Hearthstone.
Is this a card game?
Yeah, it's a card game. Okay. It's made by Blizzard. It's based
you
in.
Activated my trap card.
Yeah!
Just I speak like that in the game while I'm doing it as well. The one of my mates played it for a while, and he was like, "You're totally gonna play this game. It's amazing." I was like, oh, "Okay, fine. I'll give it a go." And I quite like the idea that they're patching it in so that you can go into a tavern in WoW. And you can sit down at a table and then start playing this game.
Okay.
Other people can kind of come and watch and stuff. It sounds like kind of cool. It's not in the game at the minute, but it's all based in World of Warcraft, and you get like a load of cards, and you can unlock more cards by playing games and winning money and all that kind of stuff. The only problem that I've got with it is there is a kind of pay to advance mechanic where you pay actual cash monies to get better. Only it's really fucking expensive, like ridiculously expensive to buy additional card packs and stuff like that. So I've just been playing lots. Unfortunately, it's really, really difficult to get money by just playing lots.
That was one of the things on Rollercoaster Tycoon. They said, the best value pack is like 2 million coins. It's only $64.99.
Oh, yes. Well, they brought out a new, they brought out like a kind of raid thing where you're supposed to raid with cards, which is like, that's a little bit borderline. But yeah, they brought in Naxxramas, which you can, it's like a solo play raid area where you can win all these epic cards. But it's like $17.99. to unlock all of the levels.
Yeah, but you just play loads of games.
You have 700 gold just to unlock the first one.
Just play loads of games!
No, I don't have...
I'm really confused by all this WoW talk, I'm not going to lie.
I just don't have the problem. I'm talking about a game that millions and millions and millions of people play and you're confused. You talk about games that nobody's fucking heard of, including the developers.
Because I'm indie as fuck. Right?
I'm so indie, my beard was crowdsourced.
The only time I played World of Warcraft is when my mate went through a bad breakup, and she was like, I need someone to play World of Warcraft with. I was like, okay, well, I'm in university, miles and miles away, so I'll keep you company via World of Warcraft. So we leveled up a paladin for a little bit, and then I was like, I'm really fucking bored of this. So we went on a role-playing server, made two wolfmen characters, walked into the tavern, and drank so much we threw up on the tables, and then, like, people, because it's a roleplay server, people were taking it seriously, like, oh, these are drinking too much, kick them out, and we were just spewing everywhere. It's magic.
I've had roleplay servers, you get to fuck up so many people, it's great.
My only
we didn't appreciate that we were just going around, like, each city vomiting in the major tavern.
My only experience with roleplay servers was in City of Heroes. We accidentally, they did a server merge at one point, and we ended up on being merged with a roleplay server because that was just for some reason what they were doing. And I ended up in a team with a guy who was a robot character, and he spoke in ones and zeros. I swear to God, the entire time, a robot so advanced that it has superpowers, but yet it can't understand English. How's that fucking roleplay? That's just weird.
It's language, man.
It is. Binary's so much easier.
Maybe just
he's a hipster. He's a hipster robot.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? It's great. It is really good fun. It's good fun when you're playing against people that you know, although you don't win any money or anything when you're playing against people you know, because you could like hacksaw it. But it's a good game. I just find that the progression is too slow. I'd like them to do something about the progression, or either that, or just lower the cost. Because like RoboCraft, which is the other game I've played this week, you can pay to advance in RoboCraft as well. But the amount of money that you get when you pay a small amount of cash to that game, you can do an awful lot with. Where the amount of money, if you paid the same amount of money in Hearthstone, you'd get like a card and a pat on the back, and that's it.
But to be fair, when you play card games like Magic, like in real life, you know how expensive it can get.
No, that's why I don't play them in real life.
Hearthstone isn't as expensive as that, I don't think. This is why that's better for me than Magic, because I have an addictive personality and Magic cards will take over my life, just like WoW took over my life.
I may regret asking this.
Right.
I already know I'm going to. I've never played Magic or Hearthstone. What do you do?
You beat other people's senses with cards.
Basically.
Like top trumps.
Oh, it's kind of like top trumps.
Top trumps. In fact, it's almost... It is basically like extreme top trumps.
But the difference between Magic and Hearthstone is that Magic, you have to put down cards to use as mana, whereas in Hearthstone, you generate your own mana, which you can use to spend to put down creatures or paid to do spells and stuff.
You lost Ross at the you know,
I'm
the beginning
so excited
of
that. I'm so happy to get my room though.
The gathering light.
Oh man, I used to run a blue black deck. It was a control blue black deck, and it was beautiful. And I was so evil, and it was a thing of beauty.
Green blue for the win.
Okay, well, El, I love you to pieces, darling, but this is getting way too geeky even for me.
No!
Get out of here. Give me an announcement to talk about magic decks, then.
No. It's not going to happen. Anyway, look, right, Hearthstone's pretty cool. And then I played Robocraft, and Robocraft is fucking amazing now, because they've added walker legs into it. When I spoke about that a while ago, they had, like, hover things, and they had plane wings, and then they had wheels. But now they've got legs, and you can run around with like a little spider robot. It's fucking amazing, and they can jump, and they can duck, and they can run up walls and stuff. So you can really creep the fuck out of people by like skittering up a wall next to them. So that's amazing, and I've been playing that quite a lot actually. They've also added healing into it as well. If anybody's started playing Robocraft a while ago and has stopped playing it for any reason, go back and give it another go, because the walker legs are really cool, but they've now also added healing guns. So it's like an ion cannon that if you fire at a teammate, it heals them, but if you fire at an enemy, it melts their face.
Nice.
And that's always got to be good. So yeah, very, very, very good fun. And that's pretty much all I've been doing this week, apart from writing.
Oh yeah, you're writing a book, aren't you, Rich?
I'm trying to write a book.
People that want to listen to our special podcast in the week would have known this.
Our special podcast? You didn't need to say that with that kind of inflection on it, really, did you?
With the motorbike.
Right, that is the end of what we've been doing this week. Well, it's the end of mostly what we've been doing this week. Dave's been doing tons of other shit, but I don't know if we've got time to go through it all, do we?
No.
Stop tapping! Everybody stop tapping!
Jesus.
I'm fucking watching you. Right, that's the end of what we've been doing this week. Apart from Dave, who's been doing loads of other things, which we don't want to talk about because it's just loads and loads of stuff. But if he saves them all up, then next time he comes on, we can talk about it then. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm only joking. Yeah. He's not coming on again.
Xbox, sign out.
We will be back in a minute.
No.
We have a little bit of news. Should we do a little? Yeah, we'll do a little.
Get out of my way! You freaker, Xbox, sign out! Xbox, sign out! Get out of my way! I don't want to say this, but whose name is Xbox Sign Out?
I want to say this guy's gamer tag, but it will end up signing me out.
Xbox signed out. Catch me.
No, I didn't mean to sign out.
Xbox Sign Out. No, back.
Wow, I just said his name, and it also, like, put me into the thing where it says my Xbox.
Wait, no. Xbox, don't do it. No. His name is really clever. Fuck me, I almost did it.
What do you want, Xbox, sign out? Oh, crap. Oh, I see why his name is that. I almost signed out.
Some kid's name is Xbox, sign out. Oh, shit. No. Some kid's gamer tag is Xbox. Sign out. And then I said it, and it was like, are you sure? And I was like, no! And I was fucking
Xbox, sign out.
Stop listening! No!
Hey guys, his name's Xbox. I'm not gonna say it, because that's a naughty trick.
Xbox, sign out! Xbox, sign out.
Xbox.
Oh shit! Close! Stop listening!
There's a button. Oh, God. We got Xbox sign out on our team. Holy fuck.
Oh, he wants us to read his name, so... So our Xbox says it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that dude's name.
Oh, Xbox sign out! Hey man, remember me from yesterday? Oh my, do not say that. Do not say what I just said, man. You see this game tag? If you say that, it will sign you out.
Xbox sign out. You're so dirty.
Oh my!
Okay, I said that, bro. I said his name. It said sign out, too.
Xbox sign out, you.
Oh!
Xbox sign out? What the fuck? Stop listening.
We are back! We had a break in which we didn't really do all that much breaking. So, right, we're going to put out a little request to the guys that are listening live at the moment. We, due to, well, let's face it, thorough lack of preparation, have not got massive amounts of news to talk about this week. There was stuff that happened this week, a couple of things we've got written down, but while we're talking about the stuff that we have found, if you've seen anything amazing happen in gaming news this week or the last couple of weeks, then post it in the chat room, and if it's not complete bollocks, we might talk about it. That sounds fantastic, because that means you get to do all of our work for us.
I like this line.
Go, minions, go.
Sounds amazing. Right, who would like to take the first piece of news, the top piece of news that we've got on our little document?
I'll do it.
Oh, go on then.
But you need to talk about it, because it's PC specs.
Oh, okay, specs.
Okay, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare recommended system specs have been confirmed.
Woo! Go on then,
okay.
What are they?
Recommended, Windows 7, 64-bit, blah, 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 yeah, standard. Intel Core i5, 3.3 GHz processor.
Yep.
8 gigs of RAM.
Yep.
GeForce GTX 760, 4GB.
Right.
55 gigs of available hard drive space.
That's fuck all.
And sound card's not really important, is it?
Sound card! I love the way that it says sound card. Just for all those people out there that are playing the game and going, there's no sound!
I can't hear the bullets.
What's happening? if you bet, if you manage to buy a PC without a sound card, then go back to consoles, really.
So that's recommended minimum, yeah. Then. Tell me if most people should have this, then, possibly. i3 processor.
Yeah.
6 gigs of RAM.
Yep.
And a GeForce GTS 450, 1GB.
Yeah, see, apart from the processor, yeah. Which I don't really even bother looking at processor specs nowadays anyway, because all they do for minimum specs is they just put the lowest available current generation processor on there.
Mm.
And I have, like, the lowest available, like, processor from about 6 generations ago, so they never put that on there. But I am getting away with playing games that are reasonably new, so I think I'll possibly be okay. But I'm going to give it a go anyway, because the game's fucking amazing.
Yeah, you loved it, didn't you?
I really, 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 really liked it. And even if it plays like utter curried ass on my computer, I'm still going to buy it and give it a go, and I'm going to bitch incessantly that it doesn't work properly. L doesn't care about this, though, do you, L? L.
What?
L.
Okay, so
it's Call of Duty, but no need to just die.
L, what did you think of Rich's love of Call of Duty at EGX?
What?
Are you just, seriously? Are you like cold shouldering me now?
You haven't listened to our podcast.
I heard COD and then I listened.
Did you actually
and then
queue
suddenly...
up for COD in EGX, Rich?
Right, because I had a press pass.
You're fucking dead to me.
I just walked in and there was like a handful of people. And then I just walked into the queue and I pretty much got in like a few minutes. And then right, let's put it this way. I kicked so much hairy quantities of ass. And then ended up chatting to the guys that were running the stand afterwards, that they gave me a priority entry pass. So I just walked straight back up and got back in every time I wanted to play it. So yeah, I queued very briefly once, and then after that, I just wandered straight back in again.
I walked past it, and like just the time it took me to walk past it felt like a waste of my time.
Seriously, it was so good. I can't even. If you're completely opposed to Call of Duty, then you're never going to like it, and you're never going to even watch. But I'd gone off Call of Duty games. I kind of thought they were getting a bit samey. I got kind of bored. I got into Titanfall and really enjoyed Titanfall. And this for me is a brilliant. It's a step towards the Titanfall fun elements. They've removed all this fucking, oh, we're going to be really tactical about it, and people who are just, like, stupidly tactical and amazing at the game will kick your ass. That'll still happen, but now you've got power suits on.
Yeah, it's like jumpy suits, isn't it?
And stuff. Yeah, it's called jumpy suits, and you've got, like, double Gatling guns and shit going down. So, no, it's good fun. And they've added interesting play types. So it's not just, like, the normal kind of military-style capture the flag or team deathmatch. You've got all kinds of cool, like, it's more Halo-style matches. There's a lot more fun.
Same with the ball looks kind of cool.
Yeah, that was why I was playing. That's just so much fun. Because you can be
tactical. I thought you just said you were going to like it just because you have a crush on Kevin Spacey.
Well, there is that. He's not, you know, all over the place in the multiplayer, if I'm being honest. But I could go for a bit of Kevin Spacey. Be all right, wouldn't it? Everybody's gone quiet. Yes. All right, let's move on. What else? Another piece of news. Who wants to take the second piece of news? Don't all fucking run at once.
No.
Dave, you can take this piece of news.
I'm the dirty stand-in.
Take it, just do it.
Take it like a bitch.
You want me to talk about the Half-Life 3 crowdfunding?
Yes, please.
Go on then.
So fans are seeking to raise $150,000 to launch advertising bits to encourage Valve to release the long-awaited game.
Wow.
Valve aren't
going
to listen to it. Valve have always been like, when it's done, it's done. Calm your fucking shit.
Like giving them 150 grand is going to be, like, seriously.
Yeah, because like they don't make that in, you know, TF2 hats in
exactly.
The time it took me to say that sentence.
Yeah, I mean, that's the drop in the ocean for the kind of money that Valve is dealing with on a daily basis. That pays for, like, 30 minutes of Gabe Newell's Friday ball washing.
Look at them, they want Half-Life 3, they think they'll get it.
I really don't understand, and I'm not, you know, I'm not shitting on the fans for doing this, but it's a stupid fucking idea. This is a really stupid, it's like somebody's making a movie and the movie's been pushed back due to whatever it is. Leicester's budget issues, which there are not budget issues with Half-Life 3, yeah, then giving them 150 grand is just going to be sending them on holiday for a while. If anything, that's going to push everything back even further.
Yeah.
You know, flood the place with hookers. That'll make them work better. No, it won't. It's just not going to happen. So, yeah. It's a stupid idea.
As much as I'd love Half-Life 3 to come out, because I've loved the Half-Life series a long time, but I'd rather wait for it to be, you know, done. The thing is that it'll never live up to any kind of hype anyway.
No.
At this point, it could still be amazing and get like 95s and 97s and all that good stuff, but there'll still be things like, oh, they should have done this with like, the 8 years they had.
I've never bothered about that though, because Half-Life 2 was surrounded in disgusting quantities of hype and I just don't pay any attention to it. I think I tend to be fairly immune to hyping games, so, and I've not really soaked myself up to the point where I'm going to die if this game doesn't come out. I think I'm quite happy to wait for it to happen. There's an element of trust between me and Valve. And I think that's the way... We have safe words and stuff like that, you know? Okay, right. So somebody else who isn't particularly happy with the way Valve or Steam are doing things, I'm sure everybody's probably heard about this now, but this is the guy that was behind the game...
Paranautical Activity.
Mike Malbec? Malbec?
Malbec,
whatever. Mike Malbec. Recently, Mike Ballbag recently threatened to kill Gabe Newell. Who's tapping? Who's tapping? Could you cut your fingers off?
Oh, it was Dave.
Yes.
I was responding to the chat.
Eat your hands.
That's
going to
make more noise than the tapping.
sound like a fucking Morlock again. Yeah, anyway, some dude has threatened to kill Gabe Newell. So he put his game up on Steam Greenlight, and he had a load of shit on Steam Greenlight, and then he was kind of pissed off with them about that, and then finally the game came out, and the game was released, and he was already... He's a bit of a fucking egomaniac, I get, this guy. He released the game, and then it ended up on a Steam sale, and they put it on the front page of Steam in the Steam sale, but they put up in the top corner of it the Now in Early Access badge, yeah. But the game had been released like a week or so earlier, so it wasn't in Early Access anymore. So the guy, like, flipped his shit and just went fucking utter nutter butter. Apparently, he did message them first, right? Now, and the comment that he made about this was absolute gold. He basically put, I'd like to point out that I didn't just go apeshit on Twitter. The first thing that I did was I sent them a message informing them of their error. But after waiting for a couple of hours and having them not fix the problem, I then went apeshit. And I'm just, seriously, a company the size of Steam and you're waiting a couple of hours.
Also, you know, chill the hell out.
It's and like, also, they featured the your hell? Game on the front page of the biggest PC game-selling platform in the fucking world, and you're bitching about an early access tag. Really, probably need to put things into perspective. So eventually...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role,
like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He just flipped his shit and he threatened sarcastically to kill Gabe Newell. And then Steam responded by basically going, fuck you and your game, and removed the entire thing from Steam.
Yeah, but to be fair, if this is a direct quote, now, I'm not a fucking genius, but what? You cannot put inflection in text. No matter how
much
you
think... No, it's very hard to make the feeling in words.
Yeah, exactly. So if you read this out plainly, I am going to kill Gabe Newell, he is going to die...
Whereas he could have said it, we're like, oh, I'm gonna kill that Gabe Newell.
Oh, he's gonna die in a bloody...
Yeah, bang. It's very difficult to be camp on Twitter. That's what we're saying, really, isn't it?
You manage it, though.
I started being fucking nice to you, right? This is reverting again now. so, yeah, anyway, the guy's a dumb shit.
He killed his own career.
Yeah, it was just a stupid idea. And he's been really glib about it afterwards as well. Just like, oh, what the fuck ever, because I'm still selling games on Indiegogo. It's like, yeah, no. No. Yeah. So, yeah, you done fucked up, son. That's pretty much where that's going. Right, that's that piece of news. Have we got additional pieces of news? Or there's a great piece of news that I've seen, actually.
I posted something else in the document that you may or may not have talked about.
Oh, I'll have a look. All right, okay.
As well.
I've got something. Elle, do you want to go on? Go on.
Clarky's been putting stuff in the chat.
Oh, we'll check out Clarky's shit in a minute. It's probably really weird though. Clarky posts really odd stuff. the thing that I wanted to mention. What we should really be posting these the links to these articles in the chat so everybody can see what we're talking about. But So I didn't even realise they were making a Dead Rising movie. But now that I know they're making a Dead Rising movie, and I've seen the guy that they've cast to play the lead character Frank West, mm-hmm. He's perfect. He's absolutely perfect. So have a quick look at that link I've just posted. I'm going to post it in the chat room as well, so everybody else can see.
Yeah. So, Riggle.
Yeah, Rob Riggle, and he's perfect. He's just going to be absolutely perfect as this. And Frank West, if you've ever played Dead Rising, the original Dead Rising, Frank West is such a ludicrous character anyway, and the fact that he's so completely cool about everything that's going on in this zombie-infested game, unless you're playing it on the Wii, where there was like 3 zombies. Did anybody ever see this? Because of the processing capabilities of the Wii, when they brought Dead Rising out on the Wii, it couldn't render that many zombies on the screen at the same time. So if you played it on the Xbox or the PlayStation, there were just like, it was wall to wall zombies. You literally couldn't move for zombies. It came out on the Wii and it was just like tumbleweed floating past. There's like 5 or 6 zombies just milling around. But yeah, Rob Riggle is going to be playing Frank West in Dead Rising, which makes it absolutely amazing. So hopefully that's going to be a cool movie. I didn't even realise they were making it, so there you go. Yeah. Right.
It's got the guy from Epic Mealtime in it as well, apparently.
Epic Mealtime?
Yeah.
What?
Never even heard of that.
What?
I've never heard of
it. Have you been on the internet before?
Have I been on the internet? Oh, a couple of times. It's mostly porn, though, to be honest.
Oh, okay. You know, that's
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any porn.
Rich doesn't, you know, venture much past the XXX sites.
No. Sometimes I go to the XXXXX sites. It depends how much time I can free my hand to type on the keyboard. Right, so
the people that made Papers, Please, or the guy that made Papers, Please.
Yeah!
He's returning with a new game called The Return of Obra Dinn, which is a 1D game.
A 1D game?
Yeah.
What?
If you look at it, it's really quite strange.
Yeah. It's in the style of early Max, 1D graphics, 1-bit graphics, sorry. Each pixel is represented by a single binary bit, which is either black or white. There's no shading in it at all.
Ah, yeah.
It looks awesome.
That looks proper cool.
And Papers, Please is one of our favourite games. So.
Yeah. Look,
one of my favourite games that I couldn't complete.
I'm actually looking at this game now, and it looks fucking brilliant, considering it is in 3D.
Mm.
Considering it's a first-person style game in 3D that is entirely rendered in binary,
yeah,
basically.
That so it's really cool.
It's very, very cool looking. I think he's managed to make a very like a proper 3D game, but sticking to his art style roots, which is absolutely great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really like this.
I love his website as well. Check that out.
The guy's a complete fruitcake though. It's like actually he's proper weird. So what's the name of that game?
Obra Dinn.
Obra Dinn.
Yeah.
Okay, right. That's
it's available cool. to play the demo.
Yeah.
Is it? I'm going to have to be getting that, playing that after this, after I've looked at some porn. So, what else? Has anybody else posted anything cool in the in the chat?
Yeah!
Are you going to talk about it? Just going to make noise.
I'm just making noise. Clarky's posted about Elder Scroll books. Physical Elder Scroll books. Do you know how excited this makes me? Yeah!
Last time I finished The Lusty Argonian Maid, I don't give a shit.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. Just like, I want one of all of the books that I have picked up. This is going to be intense for you to do.
You're going
to
be over encumbered.
That's fine. I'll just give it to my trusty maid slave. Carry this.
Maid slave? I didn't have a maid slave.
You just, you know.
Because you're
probably
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't play well enough. I just used corpses.
I'm not sure if it's good for my career to be on this podcast.
No.
Because I'm like, what career? I need to put some shit somewhere, and I've got, like, no room left, so I just kill a guy, and then put the shit on his corpse. Just so...
Why did you make your follower carry it? Like a normal
I didn't have a follower, I kill everybody!
It's because you weren't cool.
It's possibly, that is possibly true.
Not even NPCs can stand being around you.
I can't help it! Every time I see that fucking quote, that is, I want that on the back of a t-shirt. Not even NPCs can stand being around me. Just pretty much... Because I can't help it. If I play a game like that, I just see XP. I just see XP with legs. Mm. So I just see people walking around, it's like, I'm totally going to kill you. Cause I probably
my
get...
wife! No, don't kill my wife! XP!
Imagine how disappointed I was when I figured out you couldn't kill kids.
I know! This is
There's a mod for it, and did you know, during the development, it was actually intended for you to be able to kill children, and they patched it out just before the game launched. There's lines of dialogue hidden in the game files that are one of the kids in Windhelm asking you to kill one of the other kids, and all the children have death sounds already in the game. Bethesda turned it off.
I started this train and now I'm a little bit creeped out, so I'm probably going to stop it. so in these books, in these actual Elder Scroll books, I presume that these are the books that you can find when you're in the game.
Yeah.
Right, so moving on.
Fan fiction.
Fucking like, what kind of fan fiction they are, Clark.
They're creating 5 in unique like books. I'm just like, well, which ones?
They're probably collections of them. So there's because the books in Skyrim and Morrowind, they're not huge.
Proper ripped off.
To be honest with you, I think I'm just more excited that I can have them and put them on a bookshelf.
What just?
Nice. If it'll be as hard to put them on a bookshelf as it is in like Skyrim.
Just floating around in front of you.
I've been around knocking over all your furniture.
Put a drink, like a whole bottle of Jack, and then try and put them on the bookshelf.
Like fumbling.
Still didn't work. Is there any amazing news in the old Chatty McChannel?
Nah.
No more news, but I've got some upcoming games and the charts for them.
Yeah, got them.
Okay, upcoming releases on the consoles. Lords of the Fallen on PS4 and Xbox One comes out on the 28th. NBA Live 15, which Smidgey in our chat said stay away from, that comes out on the 28th as well. Sunset Overdrive also on the 28th. Costume Quest 2 on October the 31st, nicely timed. Yeah. WWE 2K15 on PS3 and Xbox 360 on the 28th. PC, he's got Civilization Beyond Earth.
Oh my god, I'm so excited for that!
Is that a question?
Is it Beyond Earth? After Earth was a film, wasn't it?
Yeah, After Earth was a really bad movie.
Okay, that comes out today. Today if you're listening to the podcast, tomorrow if you're listening live. Bayonetta 2 comes out on the 24th of this month as well.
I know, I love her.
You need to buy a Wii U though.
I really want to play it as well, but I don't own a Wii U.
I'll send you all my Wii U to play on.
Yeah!
And the charts, you ought to be really bummed out by the gaming population.
I'm glad you said bummed out there. Go on then, go on.
Positions 1, 2, 4 and 7, FIFA 15.
Okay.
Number 3 is Drive Club for PS4. Number 5 is Middle-Earth, Shadow of Mordor. Number 6 is Alien Isolation on the PS4, which I've been hearing daily updates from Richie in our chat. He's been playing it loads and streaming it. And Forza Horizon 2 in at number 9, and Alien Isolation on Xbox One at number 10. Oh, Smash Brothers for 3DS is number 11 as well.
There you go.
Sneaking in there for the Nintendo. Almost
snuck in. Slipped in while nobody was looking.
Yeah.
There you go. So there's the charts and the upcoming games. There's a couple of weird upcoming indie games on Steam, which normally I'm usually, you know, quite happy to let everybody know what the weird indie games that are coming out are. But Dave's probably played them all twice already. And also, there's not that much good, if I'm being completely honest. There's Oregon Trail Director's Cut, although I'm pretty sure that everybody's played that now. Yeah. And there's The Shopkeeper, which looks really weird, if nobody's seen this.
The Shopkeeper.
Yeah. Oh, not even Dave. Dave went quiet.
What is this?
It's new to me.
Is this the one where you play like a shopkeeper in an RPG or something?
It's really weird. It's kind of like a point and click style adventure game.
Oh my God, we've got spam in our chat.
Stop spamming us.
We've made it.
No! We've made it. We've got spam.
What is this?
How can I kick you out?
Get out of here, you lovable scamp!
Yeah, stop spamming us! We have enough complete useless blather for everybody.
Try and read the spam though. Okay, esperas entra y escuela la buena música en vivo solo aquí.
Scorchio! How is it? I haven't even got the spam. I can't even see the spam. I feel unprivileged. Yeah, fuck you, user.
Are you sure this will stop messages from this user appearing in chat? Yes.
Yeah, fuck you, user. Right. So that was a thing. So that's it. That's the upcoming games. That's the news. That's the shit going down. That's like feedback from everybody that's in the chat room. That's everything. That's everything that's going on. And that's it. That's
coming out soon.
Is that just
the soundtrack?
Is what coming out soon, pardon?
Binding of Isaac Rebirth. Oh, 4th of November, so it's not far away.
Oh, no. I've never played Binding of Isaac.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's really
actually
good.
Don't play it, just wait for Rebirth. Cause
yeah. There you go. Farming Simulator 15 is coming out at the end of this month.
Did
you play last year's one?
I made, not the mistake, but I played it on my Android tablet.
Right. Oh, yes, probably.
And the problem was that you could just, like, point yourself at a field and push auto farm, and it just did it for you. And it was like, if anybody out there has ever thought of Farming Simulator, you fucking weirdos. Actually, Farming Simulator is very, very good, and it's actually really good fun and all the rest of it. Watching your tablet play Farming Simulator without absolutely any interaction from you whatsoever, it's not so good. It's just like watching a tractor, which, I'm gonna be honest, I don't do all that often. So yeah,
I
but
I live in Wales.
Oh yeah, that's all you've got in it, really. That new sheep internet. They've got, but Farming Simulator 15 looks amazing. It looks really good. So I'm gonna have to get my shit on this. The bales of hay look so realistic, and I'm gonna end it there. So that's it. That's the end of the news, and we're gonna have a break. And in a minute, we'll be back with a mystery segment because I don't know what we're doing yet. Oh my God!
Mystery to literally everyone.
Yeah, like literally, this is such a mystery that not even we know what's going on. Be right back!
The following trailer is rated H for honest. From Notch, Sweden's biggest one-hit wonder since Peter Bjorn and John, comes a game like no other. Unless you count Legos, Lincoln Logs, Megabox, Kinects, Rector Sets, or playing outside. Minecraft. Play around with the virtual sandbox of Minecraft, a game made with the latest technology to look like it was made in 1992. Enjoy the full-featured PC experience or the dumbed-down, impossible-to-control cash grab on consoles. Enter a magical world where the only limits are your imagination and constant references to the wiki to figure out how everything works. And patience. Choose whichever game type best suits your playstyle. Creative mode, where you build and explore free from danger. Survival mode, that adds monsters and hunger to the mix. Or hardcore mode, where you combine the fun of the other two with cowering in a shack all night, like a little bitch. Hush, little Stevie, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a... Live to build another day by following some of Minecraft's most simple rules, like... Don't forget to bring a torch. Don't forget to cook your food. Don't leave gaps in your shelter. Don't go outside in a thunderstorm. Don't look at the Enderman. Don't build your house in a swamp. Don't attack more than one creeper at a time. Don't forget to carry a bucket of water. Don't go mining at night. Don't use non-weapon tools in combat. Don't waste high-quality equipment on basic jobs. Don't use diamond armor in the Nether. Don't play around with fire. Don't get too cocky. And never, ever dig straight down or up. See? Simple. Jump into a game that will give you panic attacks the next time you look at a sunset, as nighttime brings out all kinds of dangerous monsters, but where the deadliest villains of all are other people. Aw, not my house, you ass! So prepare for an open-ended game where you make up the story that will most likely be a story about a little blue man who punches a tree, then punches some dirt, then ravages the countryside of a peaceful land and steals all of its natural resources to satisfy his unquenchable thirst for pointless construction. Wait, am I the bad guy? Starring the crappy things you've built, like a hole, a table, and a shelter. Sort of. And the epic things other people have built, like Battlestar Galactica, the Mines of Moria, King's Landing, Minas Tirith, the Space Shuttle, the City of Shanghai, and a working 16-bit computer. Are you shitting me? Shouldn't this guy be out curing cancer or something? Mind Legos. Shut up and take my money!
We are back! We've had a little break.
Someone just called me the Boomer from Left 4 Dead, or was that a suggestion?
Did they?
Wow. If it's the former, it's mean.
If you're just going to be here to abuse us, this is like the NHS, we should put up a sign. Abuse against podcasters will not be tolerated. So we're back. Dave's had some nerds, so he's going to keep going. He's got the energy to go now.
The sweets, not like...
Yeah.
The way you describe some people. Okay?
No, not like in a... Well, in a sex...
Not cannibal.
No, or a sex predator. We'd just like to point that out, just in case anybody wasn't paying attention.
You speak for yourself again.
I'm not a sex predator either. Anyway, so we're going to do a game.
Lying.
And I'd just like to point out, somebody mentioned earlier that we're too lazy to look stuff up, and so we get everybody who's in the chat room to do it for us. This is our form of audience participation, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, then just... don't leave or anything, because we don't have that many listeners. So, but if you don't like it, just write a letter or something. Actually, that's kind of what you did. but no, we are normally extraordinarily unprepared for this podcast, and this is just you hearing exactly how unprepared we are. See, normally all of this stuff is edited out. All of this that we're going, is there any news? What the fuck's going on? Oh, God. normally nobody is privy to that kind of stuff, and it sounds so polished and perfect when by the time it comes out, doesn't it, Ross?
You're welcome.
Ross actually magical.
He's a magical man. He can take single stream podcasts and make them sound like fucking...
Hey, Lewis.
Perfect. Oh, Lewis is here. So I love the fact that he couldn't be on the podcast, but he's listening. Possibly the first time he's ever heard the podcast.
It's like, he's probably, you know, on the throne listening party. To it.
Uh-huh. I don't need that image, Dave. So, right, we're going to do a little game. I don't know how long this game's going to take. It might be quite quick. It might take fucking ages, depending on how long I talk. So, Ross, would you like to explain what the game is?
Yes, we're going to do, well, Craig suggested it, Snog, Marry, Avoid with video game characters. Right. So you'll all get the same three characters.
Yep.
I'm going to start with the suggestion from it's underscore Jez in our chat, and he's gone for Melina, which I assume is Mortal Kombat, Left 4 Dead Witch, and Resident Evil Nemesis.
That's a great three.
So did you just say, like... What do we have to? I don't really understand how to get.
You have to snog one of them. You have to marry one of them, and you have to completely avoid one of them. So basically, change avoid to kill. So you have to kill one of them, marry one of them, and snog one of them.
Snog, marry, or kill.
Yeah.
This is like my marriage. Okay. So who's going first?
I'll go first.
I can't remember all your.
No, Dave's jumping in there. Go for it.
I've given this a little bit of thought right now.
Okay.
I'm going to snog the witch, because as far as I remember, she actually has lips.
Yes.
I'm going to marry Philina, because as far as I remember, she's actually sentient and has some kind of brain power.
She's a badass.
And I'm
going
to just kill the nemesis, because it'll probably kill me. So Mylena's my wife, and I don't mess with me, because my wife has baraka teeth and size. And then I'm gonna snog the witch and run away before, like, she wakes up, I guess, because you don't wake up the witch. and the Nemesis can just do one.
You can just do one. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go next. Can I go next?
Yeah.
Okay. So, now, am I right in saying that Melina is the one that has got kind of a dislocated jaw and a massive forked tongue?
No, she's Tarkatan, and she's got the huge teeth, the same as Baraka has.
Yeah.
Well, this is actually going backwards on me a little bit. I need to exactly figure out who Melina is. Googling. Oh, that's
on a female form.
Okay.
Where's the face mask? Because she's got the hideous teeth.
Yeah, do you know what? Fuck it, I'll marry her. Yeah. I'll let you know. I'm not that picky.
She's my wife, Rich. I've claimed her.
All right. God, I don't really want to snog her because she's got fucked up teeth. Do you know what? I'll snog the Nemesis. Right. I'm gonna snog the Nemesis because you know, like that bit where he bursts through the wall. I know that's technically not really the Nemesis, but it's totally the Nemesis. So you're like Resident Evil 2, and you're walking down the corridor, and the fucker just goes, woof, and he's through the wall. And everybody's like, ah, and they drop their shit, and their fucking trousers fall off, and they shit it down the corridor. I just run up to him and give him a big old kiss. Just like a massive old smacker. And he'd be like, what the actual fuck? And then I'll be alright. And then I bring on Melina, and go, you two can just like get it on. So I'm I'm snogging him, and what have I got to do to the other two? I'll marry one.
Yeah,
the
kill one.
What am I going to do? I'm going to marry the witch, and I'm just going to leave her in a room in the house, and just avoid her. Just like, kids, don't go in there. You know? Just like, don't go in there. And you can just imagine in the middle of the night somebody's trying to go to the toilet, and it's like, oh my god, be really quiet. It's like, if you want your kids to be quiet, put a witch in the room. You know? You know,
there's
just like,
there's
an actual threat of... Yeah, there's an actual threat of death, you know? She's the one that killed your last mom. So, you know, you probably want to be quiet. And what have I got to do with the other one? Kill her.
Yeah.
I'll kill her. I'll kill her, that's alright. You cut her head off, she's pretty good looking.
Fair enough.
It's alright. Stick that hazmat mask back on her, she's alright. So, I'll kill her. That's mine.
And Elf, what you got?
I don't really know. These choices aren't really catering to me. None of them have mandibles, and none of them are robots. God damn it.
There's literally no mandibles.
There's no mandibles.
It's barely even any lips.
I know.
This list
is atrocious. I don't know. I'm just like, well...
The Nemesis has got tentacles, if that does it for you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, I don't... See, the thing is, I feel really, really sorry for him, and I'd be like, oh, man. Do I marry you or do I marry the witch? Because she seems pretty sad too. And I'm just like, I just don't know.
What happened last time you tried to give a witch a hug though? How did she take it?
Well, I don't know. Like, I myself have not tried to hug a witch, but you know. I'm sure she'd appreciate it, you know?
I don't think she would. She'd pull your arms and legs off.
It's fine. I'd break down her walls. Yeah, I have. I'd break down her walls. I'd be like, oh, you know, I baked you cupcakes. What's wrong?
Is that before or after she consumes your spleen?
Hey, I am the fucking queen of darkness. She starts bitching off, I'll start bitching back. And then we'll be fine.
I wouldn't want to be there during that. I just, like, left for dead. It's like, don't leave anybody behind. There's a witch. Elle, off you pop. Just like, down the corridors with fucking Nemesis behind us. Nemesi? Wait a minute. Nemesi? Whatever, a gaggle of Nemesi behind because she's going to bake that witch into a corner.
Yeah! Break down her walls slowly and gradually.
That's what got me into court. Was that the first one? Was that your first? What were you going to do to the witch?
I don't know. I think I will snog the witch because I think she's very sad. I think the Nemesis would appreciate me as a wife. So
the girl that's really sad, you're just going to snog and leave in a pile crying?
I don't know!
You really think that's going to make things better?
Oh god, I don't know! This is so hard!
She's not a fucking undead guidance counsellor, she's just going to give her a bit of a snog, alright?
She tried to break down a witch's walls!
None of us are really sure what that means!
It's fine, we could be best friends! In a strange way! I don't know!
She can come over and have tea and cookies with you and your Nemesis husband.
Cry at each other.
Yeah, it'll be fine. And then I'll kill Melina, and then we can laugh.
Melina's not having a particularly great day, really, is she?
Mm. Me, of course she isn't.
Right, is that everything? Is that trio?
You can play another round if you want. We can swap the
sexes
around.
Okay,
let's swap sexes.
We've got three then from each from random people. Clarky gives us the Boomer from Left 4 Dead, which I assume is male. Sarah underscore 1989 gives us Earthworm Jim. And Byron gives us Roman Bellick.
Hang on. The Nemesis was a bloke, right? We had two women and a bloke. We had two women and a bloke, right, in the last one. And now we appear to have all men.
No, yeah. There's a female Boomer in Left 4 Dead 2.
There you go.
So you're fine there.
I'm not fine. Right. Hey, who's going first?
Me!
Okay!
I'm going to marry Earthworm Jim!
You've been waiting like 15 years to say that, haven't you?
Yeah!
Earthworm Jim's the best. Yeah. You realise though, Elle, on your wedding night, when he takes the suit off, it's only the suit that lets him walk around and do stuff. He turns back into a worm when he takes the suit off.
Yeah, that's perfect for a pretty wedding night. Though.
Somebody had said to me I could take my wife's wedding dress off on a wedding night, she just wouldn't move. I'd be like, yep. Just gonna lie there. I mean, that's not far off what happened, but
it's fine. It's a trendy husband.
A trendy husband.
I don't know. I'd just be like,
you could cut him in half and have two husbands.
Oh my god!
This is genius. Then I can have an army house husband.
I don't even want to talk about the logistics of this. Right. Okay. So that's what you're doing to Earthworm Jim, among things. What else?
Kill the Boomer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sensible thing to do with the Boomer.
From afar.
Yes.
That's basically my choices.
Wait, what was the other
one? What are you doing with Roman?
Marrying
him.
No! Marrying it from Jim!
You're snogging hey, Roman Bellick.
The snog Roman Bellick. Well, Welsh girl like his.
What?
He sounded like Mario then.
Oh, no.
Bellicchio!
Big American titty.
Isn't he supposed to be Polish?
He's
okay. He's right there, all the same. So, okay, right. That's L. Dave, do you want to go next?
Yeah, go on then. I'll marry Earthworm Jin. We'll have a
How
civil partnership.
How dare you?
Let's cut him in half and share him!
You just said we cut him in half. But then he could like let me ride Backy on his space pod and that pro round.
What's that?
That'd be okay. Then let's do the two Roman Bellick and the Boomer. Well, I'm probably gonna kiss Roman.
Yeah.
And avoid the Boomer. Because he reminds me so much of myself.
Right.
I'm
going to marry the Boomer. Take out a reasonably hefty insurance policy. Push him down the stairs.
I know you're still choosing the male Boomer, even though I made it very clear there is a female alternative.
Does it matter?
But you're still gonna have to like seal the wedding with a kiss before any of this.
No.
Insurance makes any sense.
Yeah, Lord of Wedding, be fine. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to, it's a big old insurance policy. I will... What was the other one?
Roman Bellick, Earthworm Jim.
Yeah, then just to rub it in after the room is dead, I'm going to get off with Roman Bellick. Just because, you know? I feel like he's a bit sad.
He's got very lucky with this podcast.
Yes, I feel like he's really sad because, like, everybody's always ringing him up and going... You want to go bowling?
Or like, that's the wrong character. Nobody ever rings him. He rings everyone else.
I'm running over prostitutes. Fuck off. And he doesn't have much of a social life, so I think he needs a bit of a kiss. I'm going to avoid Earthworm Jim because he's already in a bit of an odd relationship with you two.
He's
already like a bit of a weird based love triangle going on here that I don't think I want to be at the other end of.
You wouldn't invite anyway. Presumptuous of you.
Me and my fucking Boomer messed up wife are going to be...
It's a wife again now. Make up your mind.
This has to be the bitch. Right, okay. I'm calling the end of that game because I didn't really understand it. That is the end of the gaming section of the podcast. We will be back in momentarily moments when we will say goodbye to everybody and especially goodbye to all the people that managed to stick with us in the chat room. And then we'll fuck off for a while and let you guys all have a breather. So be back in a second.
You couldn't get enough of it.
You ate Nintendo. You drank Nintendo. You slept Nintendo. Now, toys are us at the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. A new Nintendo system with Super Mario World. 3D graphics, 32,000 colors, 16-bit power. Toys are us. The biggest video game store in the world. So now you can breathe Nintendo. Love Nintendo. Be Nintendo at Toys R Us.
We're back, but we're going. Everybody who's managed to stick with us this far, who didn't want any games on the channel, on the chat channel, thank you very much for listening to us. We were on Mixlr, as I said at the beginning of the podcast.
Yes.
MIXLR.com/ReadyPlayer2. We're possibly going to do this again next week because it was really good fun, but I'm not sure if anybody's going to come back for the same old shit next week. We'll see. It's going to be a mystery to everybody, much like the, most of the contents of this podcast.
And the fucking members who turn up.
Yeah. So thank you very, very much to everybody who's managed to stick with us this far. We've had a fantastic time. Everybody's been shouting out crazy shit. It's been really difficult to keep up with, but it's been really good fun. So everybody needs to say goodbye. I'm going to start. I'm going to say goodbye. I'm Rich. I talk too much. You can find me on Twitter at Zebwen. That's Zebwen. You can find me on YouTube. I haven't put anything up new for ages, so don't fucking bother.
And Minecraft with me.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I do need to play Minecraft with you. I need to get writing, I need to do books, I need to do all kinds of stuff. Next week, I will probably mostly be playing Hearthstone, although I have got a copy of Dream that I really do want to play. So I'm going to try and give that a go as well. Hello, everybody. You on the internet. Stop making stupid noises and tell us what you're going to do next week. Go on. Make stupid noises.
Yay! Bye, I'm Escaping IRL. You can find me on the internet under that name. What am I going to be doing? I'm probably going to be playing some games. What games? I don't know, but maybe they'll be horror games because that's what I like.
Mystery games! Scary mystery games!
Yay!
Right, thank you very much. Mr. Ross of the Bellbag, what are you going to be doing next week? And you tell everybody where they can find you on the interwebs.
You can find me on Twitter at RossBell1984 or on my football podcast at, what is it called? Man on the Post. I've only done it for 4 years, I've forgotten. Man on the Post, yeah, every Sunday that comes out, or maybe Monday, but I might be doing some live streams of that as well if you want to talk some football with us. And guess what I'm going to be playing next week? Minecraft and NBA.
Yay! Put those hands together.
So you can skip forward next week when it says, what have you been doing? Just skip forward 10 minutes.
That's what everybody does anyway.
Yeah, true.
It's fine. Right, irregular sized Dave, what are you going to be doing next week and where can people find you on the interwebs?
Oh, I'm going to be playing loads of strange indie games and recorded more Let's Plays and probably playing too much Counter-Strike. I may even be the standing scumbag another time. I don't know, usually every day.
I think you're pretty much one of our go-to standing scumbags now.
Yeah.
Yep! If you want to find me on the interwebs, you can find me at Irregular Dave on Twitter or Irregular Dave on YouTube, where I put up new videos every single day, and that's the reason I have bags under my eyes all the time.
So there you go. That's it. I think everybody said goodbye. I would like to say a very specific, warm and moist goodbye to BLC, C Clarky 85, It's Jez, Bubblicious,
yeah.
Smidgey, Sarah 1989, Mr. Bones Will something, I don't really... Wildred?
Mr. Bones Wild Ride, holler at
you. Oh, wow, okay, holler. Jace Baldridge and guest, random guest, who was being very kind and not spamming our chat channel this time round. So, thank you very much, everybody, for paying attention, listening, and keeping up with everything that we've been doing on this podcast. This has been Ready Player 2, episode 47. We are getting the fuck out of here. Goodbye.
Bye. Peace.
Longer than 2 seconds to strangle a child. What the hell?
Fuck my ass.
That's staying in as well.
What? What did you just say? Fuck.
Whoa. I'm just sitting here eating my nerds listening to this.
What did you ever said on the podcast? Stream that.
It's the stress, honestly.
It's the stress.
Got an Amber Live recording. Fucking hell, Dave.
Nerd it up.
It sustains me.
Yeah.
Best new podcast. Jesus.
Did you just like glass a country or something? That was an evil laugh.
I can't hear anything now. Hang on, I need to stop listening to us. There we go. Do you want to leave the page? Yeah, I do. Yeah, this is so much better now.
Oh, you shut it down now. You're not going to follow the chat room.
I closed it because I was listening to it. I have cheesecake.
Fair enough.
And I just couldn't. My brain was everywhere.
Yeah, man. Right, so I should probably open like the running order, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I put a link in there, so you can just click it.
Oh, that'd be way easier
Thank
than what I was about
you.
To do. Oh, that's okay.
Aww.
Right, what have I been doing this week? I'm going to write the shit in. I'm gonna
I can't remember.
All right, don't.
Someone want to give me access to the dock?
Nah.
No.
It'd be funny if you don't.
the filthy stand-in doesn't get access to the document.
Hang on.
Right.
Just fucking guess what's going on, man.
Which one did I share?
Filthy standing as well. I love that.
Episode 6.
You shared episode 41. I don't know why.
Season 3, episode 6. It has episode 41 at the top, but I think.
Well,
it might
fuck it. Whatever. I don't know. We're using this document now. Who cares? Who cares, man? Let's fucking wing it.
Share with.
Rebel documentation.
I'm doing the live. You're talking to the world.
Live. We're going.
Talking to these 11 people.
Welcome, our entire fan base. right, can we... Right, before we... This is another, like, slightly behind-the-scenes thing. Dave, yeah. As much as you're amazing and everything, you sound like curried ass. Are you talking through your headset? Or...
Curried ass.
Yes.
I'm talking to the same mic that I spoke to last time.
Did he sound like curried ass last time? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, dear. Hello, okay.
That's your new Twitter name, Dave.
No, it's not any different.
But it's not me, though. Maybe it's my connection.
It could be your connection.
It's very fuzzily.
I think there's a delay as well. I think you're sounding you're sounding almost like somebody's buggered up the codec. And also, it's probably your... Are you downloading porn?
No.
Are you streaming Counter-Strike?
No.
I just thought I'd check these things. Is there anything maybe we can do to make it slightly better?
Nah, it's all good.
You sure?
People haven't complained about it in the chat, so we'll be fine.
Well, they're used to our usual tip-top audio quality.
Exactly. There's normally a delay, so...
Your fault for recruiting someone who lives in, like, the arse end of Wales.
Hey!
You live in one of the cheeks, Al. I live in, like, the, like, gooch of Wales.
Oh, my God! Watch it, Mordor! How dare you!
Okay, fine. We're going to get back on track. Imagine how disappointed I was when I figured out you couldn't kill kids. I'm only joking when I take the mick out of you, Dave. I love you, really. It's just good podding.
Then why don't you look at me when we make love?
I like the back of your head better.
Oh. I can see that.
You can't, because you're looking the other way.
I have mirrors. One of the people has mirrors on a ceiling.
What's
I can't
matter?
Take
I
this emotional abuse again.
I can't take it.
In Magic or Hearthstone?
In either. I don't even know what
it's
it is.
Basically your energy that you use to...
To what? You things. Don't know what mana is?
Why would I know what mana is? I play NBA.
What? What the fuck? Mana is... Oh my god. Mana is used in so many things. Mana is the things that you use to cast spells. You know, like... You know, you have
oh, yeah, I get
and
it.
And your MP, so you have your health points.
Yeah, but they're magic points, aren't they? MP.
Oh my god, no!
I can feel Elle pulling her hair out at this point.
This is why I edit the podcast, because I'm actually a fucking idiot.